विबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन क्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधामि भगव गीते पवद्वेषिणीं नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपः प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो कावः दोक्ता गोपालनन्दनः दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् देवकी परमानन्दम् गान्धारनीलोत्पला शल्यक्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुलाः अश्वत्थामविकर्णघोरमकर दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्णा खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी मूकं करोति पाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्ताङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्ति तदत्खतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरा सुरगणाः देवायत मयि नमः verse number 12 we'll chant. ज्ञेयं यत्तत् प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वामृतमश्नुते अनादिमत्परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते सर्वतः पाणिपादं तत् सर्वतोक्षिशिरोमुखम् सर्वतश्रुतिमल्लोके सर्वमावृत्य तिष्ठति सर्वेन्द्रियगुणाभासम् सर्वेन्द्रियविवर्जितम् असक्तं सर्वभृक्चैव निर्गुणं गुणभोक्तृच बहिरन्तश्च भूतानां अचरं चरमेव च सूक्ष्मत्वा तदविज्ञेयं दूरस्थं चान्तिके च तत् अविभक्तं च भूतेषु विभक्तमिव च स्थितं भूतभर्तु च तज्ज्ञेयं कृष्णु प्रभ विष्णु च थ्री टॉपिक्स आर कवर्ड मेनली इन 13 चैप्टर ज्ञेयम् ज्ञानम् एंड क्षेत्रम द थ्री वॉट इज क्षेत्रम आर यू एबल टू हियर एवरीबडी आर यू वॉन्टेड टू मोर वॉट इज क्षेत्रम वॉट इज ज्ञेयम वॉट इज ज्ञानम दीज आर द थ्री वर्ड्स कवर्ड इन एंटायर 13 चैप्टर ज्ञेयम इज परब्रह्म ज्ञेयम यत्तत् प्रवक्ष्यामि यद् ज्ञात्वा अमृतम् अश्नुते अनादिमत् परम ब्रह्म न तत्सत् न असत् इति उच्यते द होल चैप्टर टॉक अबाउट ज्ञेयम व्हाट वन नीड टू नो विदाउट चॉइस There is a choiceless choice. One need to know what is one need to know in one's life is called Gneyam. Now, to understand Gneyam, you require a mind which helps you to understand Gneyam without doubt. Without error, without weakness. Pratibandha nivritti purvakam. All that abstract knowledge to take place. First thing I will talk about, which is said in this verse also, that knowledge of that Parabrahma is equated to amrutam. Immortality, deathlessness, free from cycle of birth and death, free from becoming and going. This is the result told. You will get Amrutatvam. You will know something which is Amrutam. One thing is there. If I know something different from me as eternal, I will not become eternal. I will be immortal. Here, eternal is not different from me. The knower's nature, the gnatru swarupa, the ones who want to know his own nature is what? Eternal. ज्ञेयम् यत्तत् प्रवक्ष्यामि यद् ज्ञात्वा जस्ट रिमूविंग इग्नोरेंस अबाउट मी हेल्प मी टू गेन दैट फ्रीडम फ्रॉम द बॉन्ड ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ टाइम इट्सेल्फ अमृतम् अश्नुते प्राप्नोति अस्मिन् जन्मनि इन दिस बर्थ ओनली Asmin dehe, in this body also, before the last breath also possible. Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, and Gita Sarya says, antakale api. Antakala means what? Everybody has said, okay, gone. And before the last breath also is possible, then what to talk about a person who wants to know right now? Asmin dehe, asmin kale, asmin janmani, is possible. What is the result? Freedom from birth and death. What is the gnayam? Limitless. What is the gnayam? Parabrahma. Already said. Now, what I think myself to be, because of false identification, atasmin tadbuddhihi, अध्यास कृत because of superimposing something upon myself which I am not. All the samsara dharma, which are nothing but fraught with fear, pain, etc., are superimposed upon me. Therefore, to get rid of them, kshetram should be known very clearly. What is kshetram? One meaning is given, where you plow, where you cultivate, where you earn all your papa and punya. And Bhagavan says very beautiful in the beginning, first verse of 13th chapter, O Arjuna, idam shariram. He Kaunteya, Kunti ke bete, idam shariram Kaunteya kshetram iti. This is known as kshetram. Why this body? Because problem is taking me to be something other than me is only possible in this body. Physical body. Or if you want to be very clear, karya karana sanghata, physico, physio, psycho, complex. Okay, you are more confused, okay? You don't know Sanskrit, now you can't understand English also. So best way to teach is to confuse them totally. That is also one. And then let them struggle to understand. Karya karana sanghata. This physical body, this subtle body, this karana sharira is kshetram. And only there only mistake is possible. I never take this table to be me. Not possible. Shankaracharya says, when pot is not taken to be yourself, which is also known as this, how come you take this physical body as to be yourself? I don't understand. You can't say, both looks like a pot. No. Because pot has big belly. I don't want to go further. Mare bhi jaro koche. I can't go further. How come you take this, known very clearly? It is gneya vishaya. Kshetram. And each person sitting in the body can say kshetram, 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 kshetram. And one who knows this body to be object of my knowledge, idantaya, samipavarti, very close to me, and not the today I started, oh, let me take this body to be me on Sunday morning. No. Anadi. From when did you start, you don't know. One thing, anadi, you understand. Certain thing is always there with you. You can't give time. Husband went out, and one thing, understand, whenever you go out with umbrella, you always come without umbrella or with umbrella? Generally without umbrella. And wife has got certain things. She is very organized. She has, honey, where is umbrella? Oh, miss what? She has put somewhere. Where did you leave umbrella? I don't know. What time you forgot your umbrella? Can I tell? She can tell. 4:20 exactly I forgot. It's not like that. That ignorance is always what? Anadi. I don't know when I forgot. You always forget. Yeah. Good, I come back to you every day. That's your only enough to. Ignorance is beginningless. This adhyasa is what? Anadi, there is no beginning of it. Smriti rupaha, paratra purva darshan. This is all that. So, this is adhyasa, taking kshetram to be kshetragya, and kshetragya to be kshetragya, the knower of the field, you, is taken to be this, this is taken to be me, and we are all comfortable with that. This is called crazy, you know, what you are not take, what you are not dead, if you take yourself to be, that's called what? Crazy. Yeah. One day Jawaharlal Nehru went to the mental hospital for a visit. And they opened the door and asked, who are you? He said, I'm Jawaharlal Nehru. He said, every day people come talking like this here. So,
little common. Well, you stay here, you'll be okay after a few days.
So in mental asylum, if you go, they all feel they are okay, except 3% who are doctors. They all think, what is wrong with this fellow? So all the time with the tension they are moving, we are all free, happy, laughing. See, what is wrong with this? I think they require treatment. We are all okay. So, unmatta, pitva, moha, mai, madira, all these people are intoxicated and they are okay, they feel. And therefore, this world, what is not me, taken to be me, and there is no doubt, we are very sure. What is your weight? You are very sure. What is your height? You are very sure. What is your age? You are very sure inside. Okay? Not talking wise. Inside you are very sure. What is your... No doubt. No doubt. This is me. Therefore, kshetra is taken to be kshetrakya anyata santam atmanam anyatham pratipadyate kinnatena krutam papam chaurena atmapaharinaha. So Mahabharata, what you are there and what you have taken yourself to be, what not omission and commission you have done, it is infinite afterwards. Innumerable mistakes you have made. So here Bhagavan Krishna is helping Arjuna. Arjuna, know this clearly. This physical body is kshetra. Who are you? Kshetrajna. The knower of it. Mastaka, atala, mastaka paryantam. From toe to the top. Whole body you know. Therefore, doctor always has to ask this question, how are you? And there are women who will talk about your husband. And doctor, you keep quiet, let him talk. Because he is sick, not you are sick, okay? Let him talk. No, no, he doesn't know. I will talk better. No, let him talk. So, see, patient gives information better than anybody else, correct? In the whatever they say, I know one guy, I will ask, what is that? He used to get the giddiness. And he knows little English. He will say, my head is circling. Okay, okay. He has got some English. Head is circling. Headache, you thought which are you? Okay, but he is the one to give what type of headache, then I'll ask you. Then he gives information. From top to the toe, I know very well my body. As a kshetrajna, constantly I know. Mind changes, I know. And emotion changing, I know. My understanding also, I know. What was wrong understanding, now I know. Which is again going to be wrong anyway. But that also I know. That is called discoveries. So every discovery is proved to be wrong after a few days. So this is called breakthrough. Breakthrough, again breakthrough. So I know my knowledge. I know my ignorance. I know my wrong understanding also. This is all fine. So it goes changing. I'm aware of it, aware of it. And good thing they are not aware of me. Swamiji, what a big talk you are giving on Sunday. I know all that thing. I don't know over this thing. I know over the world. Everything I know. What are you talking? Yeah. Biggest thing called Mahavakya and Gita. That thing which you and I can never figure out by ourselves, never ever can stumble upon that knowledge, is the kshetrajna cha api mam vitti. Who is talking to Arjuna? Not a Nanda Nandana. Who is talking? Bhagavan is Ishvara is talking. Gita always present, Vyasa present what? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Never Shri Arjuna Uvacha. Shri Dhritarashtra Uvacha, no, Sanjay Uvacha, that Sanjay Uvacha, Dhritarashtra Uvacha, Krishna Uvacha, no. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Lord is talking, who has got Brahma Vidya. Shri is Brahma Vidya. As a teacher is talking here, I am the Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupa, the Ishvara Swarupa, and the Kshetrajna Swarupa. The real nature of me, not the knower, but Satchidananda. Not the Ishvara, the Satchidananda, Nitya, Brahma, Shuddha, Brahma, Prabuddha, Brahma, that Brahma, Mam Vidhi, may you understand clearly. This is what I am revealing to you. After talking all these chapters so far, this is that I want to come to this point I was talking up to 12th chapter, Arjuna. This is called Apurvata. Only Upanishad can bring out, nothing else can bring out this truth. He said, you are not a lonely person, isolated. That is called psychological problem we have got. Main akela, duniya kitna, duniya bada bistar, I am what? I am alone. Don't you understand? Especially if you are in Tamil Nadu, you are never alone. So many mosquitoes are there. How can you be alone there? That has become our national bird now. So this... so many mosquitoes. How can we alone? They will find you out. They will find you out and they are always around you. And they kiss you. They love you so much. So therefore, they love you so much. All are there. How can you say I am lonely? Alone, how you are? That we are feeling. You are not one. You are not one among many. Neither you are many. You are non-dual. Mam viddi, you are not different from me. Me is what? Sarva Vyapakam Brahma. That whole Vedanta Shastra, Krishna was working all this time from 2nd to 12th chapter. He reveals here, may you understand this fact. Again for assimilation, that called Kshetram, he talked. Then he talked about Kshetrakya Swarupa Gneyam Brahma. Yad Gyatva Amritam Ashnute, he talked. But he found that any knowledge to take place in my mind, at different time, my mind has got different type of subtlety. Sometimes your mind is too focused, very alert, all your brilliance is out. And sometimes, even simple joke, you don't understand. Why? Anyatra manaha. Mind is all over. Just simple ekagrata, the single pointedness is not enough till lot of finer adjustments are required. For this knowledge especially, the knower swarupa, to know the real nature of the knower, me, it requires so much adjustment. Therefore, Krishna very lovingly again bring out Jnana Sadhanani. Kal Amanitvam Adambitvam Ahimsa Kshantir Archavam Acharyopasanam Saucham Sthairyamatma Vinikraha Ityadi. You attend, I'm sure you attended all this class. Even if you attend, not attended, don't tell me. I take it for granted, okay? Beautiful. Those are the most beautiful area of the Gita. And those who are not read, just pick up the value of value. I tell you, one of the very well written and presented book is that. Excellent book. When your children are going to university, give this book. Excellent for them. It helps them. So beautifully. So here, the how to prepare the mind, Jnanam is talked there. Now, Bhagavan has finished all that thing. Then he says, last time we said, he told Arjuna that Adhyatma Jnana Nityatyam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam Eta Jnanam Iti Proktam Ajnanam Yadatonyata. Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam. What is Adhyatma? Anything within the body, Atmani Adhikritya, it is Adhyatma. From your epidermis onwards, up to the consciousness, all that is what? Adhyatma. I know, I had one driver. If you go for any place, destination, if something goes wrong with my car and stops, I don't know anything under the bonnet and he joins me in that area. He doesn't know what is under bonnet. I don't know. He also do not know. We are always. But one thing in India, somebody help is possible. And you can. But what is this? At least one who drives this vehicle has to know what is inside, how it functions, what principle it goes, what is wrong in that. Similarly, when I am running this car, aham car, understand? The car of aham, correct? Ahankara, we got proper name. And you are a driver, crazy driver. So, you have to know what is inside, how the mind functions, how the emotions function, how the pancreas function, how the hormones do jobs. You have to know. Therefore, one has got to know. There is no choice here. They are called Adhyatma. Bhagavan says, all that you have figured out, lot of things. Always, whenever you figure out something about your body, Bhagavan laughs. I made it and kept it. Now you understand, after so many years, the job of thyroid. Idiot, he will say. It took so many years to understand thyroid. I put it long back and keep moving. So this was so many working. He's all, and still we are not, so much mystery about our brain. Correct? So much mystery is there. That's all. He keeps you guessing. They'll call Adhyatma. Psychology, Adhyatma. Physiology, Adhyatma. Biology, Adhyatma. And what? You are what? Knowledge about, called self-knowledge. Knowledge about oneself. Not the self which is known to me. That knowledge nobody wants, okay? That I want to forget. See, the way I know myself, do you want to remember that? Who are you? Immediate answer comes what? Useless. Because why tells me 101 times in a day? You are useless, good for nothing. Okay? I asked you to bring buttermilk and you brought the butter. What is the use of telling? Can't you understand? This simple. After retirement, these words are more use for us. So this all happens. Useless. And you also feel, yes, I am useless, really. You are what? Failure. Why? Children don't listen to me. I am failure. Even Krishna's children never listen to him. Understand? Krishna, I will tell you Bhagavatam. Sometime I will talk Bhagavatam here. Even Krishna's children never obeyed what he was telling. Krishna never had a problem. He understood this is how the people are. They are independent. So, come back. So, I have to know who am I very clearly. The me, known to me, is a problem me. It has depressed me. It is nothing but a walking tension. It's a pressure cooker. You know, I see a lot of people, always I think of pressure cooker. Pressure cooker, you know, here you don't use that thing. Use it, okay. Pressure cooker, if you touch, it comes out immediately, because so much pressure is inside. So I see walking pressure cookers, okay. One day I asked him, hey, what is the time? Why do you ask me only? Don't you get anybody has to ask this question? One day I made a call, which was wrong call. I said, I'm sorry. Why do you call me only? I said, you call what? Moving pressure cookers, okay? You touch them, and methane stream comes out. They scream at poor air hostesses also. What? They are the wonderful person. Can your wife do so much job? Ask first yourself. They do so much job. They shout at them also. Pressure cooker. That is me. Highly pressurized. So much account to be settled. Therefore, Swamiji, you want to talk that is called Adhyatma? And no. What you don't want to be and what you really want to be, that is called Adhyatma. That happy me I love. Not during happy hours, not that happy hour. So that happy me I want to know. That is Kshetrajna. So this topic he starts again. Taking for granted, Arjuna's mind will understand what I am taking. And this area is not easy, not difficult. It is Vedanta, Pakka Vedanta. Now we will start. Neyam yat tat pra. Look at the word 12. Gneyam yat tat pravakshyami. ജ്ഞാത്വാമൃതമശ്നുതെ അന്നാദിമത് പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ന സത്തന്നാസദുച്യതെ പ്രവക്ഷ്യാമി. Always find the verb first in the sentence, then work on him. Prakarshena vakshyami. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, I am going to teach very clearly so that no ambiguity remains in your mind. You have no doubt, very clearly I am going to bring, reveal to you the vastu gneyam. What is that? Gneyam pravakshyami. Gneyam is what? Kshetrajnasya swarupam. Gneyam is gnatavyam. What is to be known, understood, appreciated, gained without choice? What is that gneyam? Yat gnatva, knowing whom. How to know it? Guru Mukhat. Don't pick up book and read, okay? You will all the time confirm your confusion there also. So, go to teacher and learn from it. What? Kshetrajnasya parijnanat amrutam bhavati. Prakashena, if you understand this yourself clearly, then what will happen? Kim tat phalam, what is the result of it? Prarochanena shrotru abhimukhi karanad. You have to know this thing, very important thing. You are all ears to hear that. Then he says, yat vastu, that vastu is what? Kneyam. Vichara janya gnanena gneyam. Vichara janya means enquire into it. Only by mananam nididhyasanam. Clearing all your doubts. Doubts keep coming, you clear them. Even habitual error is there, you work on that. And properly listening to that, what will happen? Vichara janya gnanena yad gneyam vastu amrutatvam. What is amrutatvam? Gains deathlessness. Sri Krishna is a great smuggler. He lifts the mantra from Veda and puts it in his own word. That is all he is doing. That's called smuggling. Mantra from our Veda. Etad amrutatvam abhayam etad brahma. Mantra from Shruti. Etad amrutam abhayam etad brahma. This is amrutam. This is brahma. This is fearlessness. Abhayam pratishtam vindate. Ata gato bhayam bhavati. All this mantra said, what is the result? Ashnute prapnoti na punaha mriyate. See, one thing is that, suppose you said, he dies and become immortal. Means what? He's hanging around somewhere, correct? No, never born also again, never dies also again. Also freedom from the birth, therefore, Graham must be free from what? Time. Knowing something, I don't become eternal. Unless eternity is me, eternity is not separate from me. Knowing me to be eternal, not a mortal, understand, mortal does not become immortal, like not metamorphosis into the immortality, no. I am immortal. There was sense of being mortal, that sense is gone, I discover awareness is, time is, time is not, awareness is. Time collapses into awareness. Awareness doesn't collapse. It's always up all the time. That is me. Knowing that Kshetrajna, knowing that Gneyam, Amrutattvam Ashnute. Now, what is the Amrutattvam? Anadimat Param. See, if you look at the world which we know, everything is what? Adihi. We are going to have this year ashram anniversary. Then you will ask, how many years? How many? 25. So this began what? 25 years back. When did you do this house you entered? Kriya Pravesha. How many years back? 30 years back. Everything is beginning. When did you job this, start this job? This year. Every event, everything has got what? Manufacturing date. Being born on that day. And when manufacturing date is that, there is other date also what? All of you have got your horoscope and birthday certificate. That is called what? Arrival date. There will be other date also there stamped already, that day only. What is that date? Okay, you know that. Okay. Some people think they are not going to go. No, that is also there. Nobody can read. Nobody can read. It is all, you can't remove and read also. No, it's only. Only Lord Yamaraja reads very clearly. Lord Death reads, nobody else reads. Aayega? Aayega. All our bhajans are around it. Aaye hai to, what? Jayenge. One Brahman, a good guy in India, somebody took money from him. He gave all some 30,000-40,000 rupees to this guy. And this guy was disappeared afterward. He will never show up. Now he don't know where to find his money. He went to Smashanam, cremation grave. Why? He knows he will come here one day. I'll get hold of this guy. He will come here. Aayega ek din, aayega. All our bhajans are centered on that. All are opposed to Vedanta. They talk samsara only. Aaye hai to jayenge. No. Nahi aaya bhi nahi hai, to jayega bhi nahi hai. You are not born, therefore na jayate tasmat na mriyate. That's all he said. You are what? Now first he resolved the word anadimat word, which is beginning, no beginning, it is said. Therefore it should be what? Adihi yasya astiti adimat. One which has got beginning. Beginning word karanam. Any karanam is converted into karya in time, correct? Wood into table, clay into pot, gold into chain. Therefore, karanam has got potential to become karya. And any karya has got what? Karanam. Adimat has got what? Karanam janma. Now Bhagavan says, na adimat. One has no cause. Awareness has no cause from which it can start, it can begin, arambha. It cannot start. Why? It has no cause from which it can be born. Karana rahita. Tasmat na karyam api. If it is without cause, it is not an effect also. It is without any cause, it is, that's all, anadimat, na karyam, na adimat, anadimat. Therefore, another word we have got for me is what? Aksharam. Aksharam is what? Naksharo, naksharati. Naksharati iti akshara. In Gujarati we say all the script, the letter you write is called what? Akshara.
A, A, E, or what? Akshara or not? Are they changing or the same? I'm asking different, difficult. I'm not asking Adhyatma. I'm only asking about letters. Okay, now you answer at this point. Okay. Adhyatma understand that is my job. This you answer, come on. Akshara, are they same or they are changing? Wrong. They are same. The scripts are different. A is there in all language or not? Yes. Huh? Amma, ma is there or? Yeah, makara is there. They are called akshara. The way you write, the script can be different. That different on different world. But the akshara is what you utter. That is akshara. It is not changeless. Beautiful. Vedanta, they're called Vedanta and Sanskrit also. Aksharam. Naksharati is aksharam. Pa. You can in English or any language. Pa is same. Aksharam naksharati. So your Atma is also what? Naksharati. Other meaning of akshara word is ashnute vyapnoti. That which pervades everything also is akshara. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. So, anadimata. It has no cause, therefore it is not effect of anything, and it is anadimat, the one word he said. Kim tata, what is that? Anadimat param. See, lot of things has no beginning, but they have come to end. Ignorance has no beginning, but what? It will come to end. This is one thing which has no beginning and also no end. Anadi and should go with what? Anantaha. Na anto vidyate yasyasa anantaha. Param. One beautiful word. Niratishayam. Swamiji, enough of anadi now. Is there anything better? You are not coming to mall for choices, okay? This is not a fun thing. I don't like your anadi. Can I have something else? No. It is what? There is nothing better than that. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they ask in Aswato, in ashram or sitting, Rishikesh, they come and ask, Swamiji, or koi badiya mahatma hai? If there any other good mahatma around me, I am useless. They want other mahatma. Or wo koi achhe mahatma hai yahan, main hi tere ko bura mila. Unko they want to see a person with virakta, not wearing a the virakta they want to see. Aise bolega. So Brahma is not okay. Anything other Brahman? No. There is no better than Niratishayam. Atishayaha na vidyate. Yes, yes, sir. Niratishayaha. There is nothing which is better than that. There is nothing which can surpass that. Surpass that. That is called param. The word param is so beautiful. That which fulfills everything is param. Now, this word goes from Upanishad. Brahmavid. Brahmavid. Aapnoti param. Brahmavid, Vedana Matrena, with knowing only, Apnuti gains what? Param. What is that param? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So Bhagavan K takes this word, Anadi, Param, and next is what? Brahma. Just quote the Shruti indirectly. So he said, Anadi Matkin Tat Param Niratishayam Brahma. Brahma is sarvata anavachinnam paramatma vastu. Anavachinna. Avachinna. Anavachinna. When I talk in Sanskrit, you are so impressed. Nothing begin that. Avachinnam is what? That which is limited. That which is cut to size. Chinna. Chinna bhinna karuna. Chinna. This wall in this hall cut the total space into what? Hall space. That is done one job what?
cut the total space into this thing. Your stomach also has got space. Up to 12:30, before that it has some space. Udara akasha. Chatara akasha. Correct? That space is confined by what? The wall of the stomach. Correct? Karana shushkuli, they told. The space in the ears also, conditioned by what? Is there anything which can condition, which can limit, which can put wall around this Brahma? He said, no, sarvataha, always anavachinnam. It is free from any limitation. Deshataha, kalataha, gunataha. Things get limited by time. Time limitation is there. I come to this country, they put a stamp and write a date. That you call what? Get out of this country before this date, correct? Time limitation. Space limitation. I am only in Pennsylvania. And that also in a very, very nice place called Poconos. They are all cold, this is more cold. Okay, that's the only advantage here. Space, right? Attribute wise also. Here is only what? Winter. In India people have good time. Already summer is going to start now. Here is what? Till winter. Attribute wise. I am only man, not a woman. Human being, not animal. This all, we are cut to size. All the way I am cut to size. Brahman, you is what really speaking. Free from all limitation. Then he said, limitless without end. Now here little thing, tricks is there. I don't want to get into the Sanskrit here. The anadi mat, the matup is there. And param brahma word is there. Some Vaishnavas, they want to give special meaning. And they said, anadi mat param, why don't you do it? Bahuvri will be very good. Shankaracharya said, I appreciate your enthusiasm. But it is not tenable. Why? You are giving a special attribute to the Brahman, and that it looks very nice, but Brahman which we are going to talk here is what? Sarva Visheshana Rahitaha. All the attributes are negated. It's free from any attribute. That Brahman we are going to talk. Therefore, first we talk about a Brahman with attribute, then he says Brahman has no attribute. Why should you talk like that? Therefore, no need to first add attribute, and afterwards it is free from attribute. Therefore, anadi mat param will not work. That's all little Shastra side does. Therefore, further we go. Amrutattvam phalam gneyam maya uchyate. Iti prarochanena abhimukhi kurutya. Bhagavan has really got you. When you talk about results, immediately your mind runs for that. They recall always, if you go during this period to India, the tickets are very low fare. Then what you want to do? Let me buy. How much? They are telling only $400. Really? Yes, I saw in the internet. Sometimes by mistake they put some low fare, in internet. And our Indians were all up in the night. They told everybody else this is a flight to India. They all bought a ticket and probably airlines must be a corrupt, there's a bank corrupt problem. They all bought it. So, when some result is there, you are up. Wow, I will get so much, let me do it. Anadimat param brahma. After saying, you want to know, what is the Brahman? How to know? Give me way to understand that. Then he said, Nat Sat Tad. It is not existent. Is it a non-existent? No. Not non-existent. You understand? Very well understand Parabrahma. Is it there? It is not Sat. What is it then? Na. asat. Neither existent, neither non-existent. No. This is something like that, you know. The fellow is now Purva Pakshi is the one who is a contender. He comes, walks in, you know. He says, "What are you doing? Are you fooling us on Sunday morning? Others do it. Why don't you also do start like that? What is that?" He says in so many Sanskrit, "Nanu mahata parikara bandena, kantha ravena, udkhrishya gneyam pravakshami." You all came with all happiness and seriousness, and with all big voice you said, "I am going to tell you something very interesting, big result is there." And then afterward you say, "It is neither there, it is neither sat, neither, it is neither existent nor non-existent." It's like, you know, somebody comes and tell you, "Oh, guys, listen, I've got big story to tell you. Very interesting. You may not have heard like that in your life. You're all here." Then I said, "Mosquito died." What is this talking? Frog died. A frog is meant to die. What are you talking? Are you? That's what you are talking here. There is not big thing. It is neither existent nor non-existent. What do you mean by that? Nasaduchyate. Shankaracharya answered, "Na, it's not like that. Anurupam eva uktam. What I say, it is the nature of the Parabrahma. That way only I can explain to you." And he said, "Katham, how? Sarvasu hi Upanishasu." In all the Upanishad, I'm sure you know the word Upanishad, okay? Upanishad reveals only Vastu Parabrahma. Sarve Veda Yat Padamamananti. All the Veda and Vedanta talk about Brahman only. And that's even Purva Mimamsa, all the Purva Bhaga of the Veda also talks about Brahman only. I can get you any number of mantra. Tad apashyata, tad abhavata, tad asita, tad apashyat. He saw very clearly, understood the Brahman. Tad abhavata, he became Brahman. Tat asi, he was Brahman only. Not knowing himself, he took himself to Jiva. Beautiful, they call it mantra bhaga, all these mantras are there. So, sarve upanishad sarvas upanishad swapi, this is talked, what is that? Upanishad su gneyam, and the mantra is athato adeshah neti neti ti. Whatever you know as sat, or asat, it is not that. Neti neti iti vakyena sheshitam yat param tattvam. It also does negation. Not that only I am doing. Then another place he says, asthulam ananu arasvam adirgam apranohyavanasubrah aksharat paratapparah. This is the way to confuse you totally, okay? It is what? Neither gross. Oh, it must be subtle, not subtle also. Here also is going to, it is further than the farthest. Ah, therefore I don't get Brahman, nearer than the nearest. That is the way paradox is going to come. This is where they talk, agrahyam negation, agotram, avarnam, like that. You cannot grasp it. You cannot describe it. It is not a meaning of a word. You cannot touch it. Asprusham. Arupam has no form. Adrishtam, nobody has seen it. Avyahvadyam, not available for transaction. This is the way Upanishad describes. Same method I am following. And he says further. So he said, "Nanu." Whatever question comes in my mind, they will put it here. Nanu. Na tad asti yad vastu asti shabdire na uchyate. If you say it is not existent, then it will be what? Non-existent. When I think it's non-existent, then it is non-existent also. Now, how to understand your Brahman? It is neither existent or what? Non-existent. And you are contradicting yourself. You know what is contradiction? Suppose I say, Mama Mukhe Jibba Nasti. I don't have tongue in my mouth. Are you hearing this thing? I got better joke. You know, I had to clip something up sleeve to tell you. A beggar used to ask, Eka paisa de do. In India, I used to know all this. And he said he was blind, asking for money. Andha hoon paisa de do. This fellow used to give 1 rupee every day, 1 penny. One day he was not there. Then another guy was telling. And he's putting, I cannot speak. I'm what? Gunga ho? Many people. Then he was surprised where that blind fellow has got. The dumb fellow said, opened his mouth and said, the blind has gone for a movie. He talked and said, he has gone for a movie. It's called Virodaha. Vadato Vyagataha. Vadato Vyagataha. Mama Mata word Vandya. I am a son of the Vandya, barren woman. How can it be possible? How do you talk like that? Therefore, now you said it is not existent. Then, non existent? No. Neither existent, neither non existent. Are you talking like a Zen? Have a flower in your hand. Yeah. Drop it. I dropped it. Now, again drop it. Hey, already dropped. What to drop more? Are you talking like that? That is not allowed, at least here in this place. So, what do you mean? Then he said, Shankaracharya answers him, Vipratishidam gneyam tat asti sabdin nauchyate iti cha. He said, not that. Na tavat na asti nasti buddhi visayatvat. Avishayatvat. It is neither available as is, or not available, or is not. It is not available for your buddhi or senses to say, it is like a flower here. This hand doesn't have flower. It is not here. Not available as an object of your senses. Slowly started. Now he said, Na tavat nasti nasti buddhi avishayatvat. He again questioned this, Purupakshin. Nanu sarva buddhayah asti nasti buddhi anugata eva. All people sitting here understand two things, whether it is there or it is not there. Our mind functions like that. Flower is there? Yes. Not there? Yes. My pocket has $100? Yes. This pocket has what? No dollar. We know that. In my house, rationing is there? Yes. Not there? Yes. I came from India, now all rationing is over. It's all dabbas are empty. I know dabba is there, nothing inside the dabba. Correct? Empty. Here also I know. Okay. So something is not there. Both I know. Asti nasti, I understand. This is all our whole life says. Our whole life says. My hand has got something or doesn't have. I got hand. Yes, fine. I don't have 4 hands. Fine, I know it at also. I know what is existent. I know what is non-existent. And all ever sitting here, their mind function, their senses person, either the presence of thing or absence of thing. Pramanena grahyate. Therefore, how come you say it is not your Param Brahma, Anadi Mat Param Brahma is neither existent or non-existent? And Shankaracharya answered, Na, Atindriyatvena, Ubhaya Buddhi Anuguta Pratyaya Abhishayatva. Our mind always functions whether thing is or is not. But here he said, Brahman is not available for your mind, Buddhi, neither for senses, as it is an object outside, or it is not now there, not available like that. Therefore he said, Yadhi indriyagamyam vastu ghatadikam tat asti buddhyanugata pratyavishayatam svasyat nasti buddhi pratyaya vishepsat. Like we have got here, pot. The pot is in my left hand, my right hand is what? No pot. So you understand, this is all our mind function. But Brahman is not like a pot. It is, I cannot say. It is not, I cannot say. Because it is neither a shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Then now he starts. How to know that Param Brahma? Knowing whom I will get immortality and I want that only. How to know that? Then he gives answer beautifully. Idam tu gneyam atindriyatvena, not available for your sense perception, for objectification. Only way to know is following shabda pramanam. A word as a means of knowledge. Na ghatadivat ubayabuddhyanugatam. It's not available like a pot. It is only available for words or scriptures. Ataha na sadna asaditi uchyate. It is not one of the objects in the world. Yattu uktam viruddham. You thought I was contradicting myself. Gneyam tadna satna saduchyate na viruddham. There is no contradiction. Why? Upanishad also talks like that. Anya deva tad viditat ato aviditat adhi. Anya deva. He says what? The self is evident. One thing, self-evident atma, which is not the object of cognition, it is and it is not, is presented here as what? Jagat karanam Brahma. Now you look at it. Anya deva tat viditat ato aviditat adi na tatra chakshur gacchati na mano gacchati ityadi in Keno Upanishad. Now listen here. Beautiful. How we understand anything, world. How the knowledge and knowing faculty works. Viditam nama. I know is what? Vidikriyaya atishayana aptam. It is available. This flower, for your knowing, it is available. What? Vidikriya karma bhutam is the object of my knowledge. Eyes, light, color, mind behind the eyes, and I'm alert, consciousness is there. Immediately, what? Without choice, the perception, red color, flower, I know very well. Therefore, vidikriya bhu karma bhutam, kvachit kaschit kaschachit viditam syat. To anybody, it's not for me only. A Eskimo also can know. Even a squirrel also knows. Even the owl also knows. Wherever there is a sense, object or they call gnanendriya, and there is an object, mind behind that, very well illumined, knowledge will take place, not a big thing. Therefore, kvachit kaschit kaschati viditasyat. Sarvam eva vyavrittam viditam eva vyakrutam. One thing, beautiful word, you see that? All that is vyakrutam. Vyakrutam word, that which is differentiated, that which is manifested, that alone I know. The tree from the seed is manifested, I know. From anything is born of seed. When it comes to differentiation, I know it very well. Then I can see very well. Available for objectification. Then what? Yat viditam, then also viditam eva. Tasmat anya deva aviditam agyatam prapta. Oh, then it would be what? Non-differentiated. It's not available as object of my knowledge as a bij, as a vruksha. It must be in the seed form. Neither avyakta, neither undifferentiated. Now listen, you can bring whole psychology here. The behavior of person, you see, is one thing. And because of what that behavior comes, the unconscious is what? aviditam. Conscious behavior is what? Viditam. Correct? So I know that that can be this background, therefore behavior is that. This tree is like that, all this, all the attribute must be in the avyakta. Therefore it has come to manifest. So either I know viditam or aviditam. Pranadi mat param brahmai, neither viditam nor what? Aviditam. If this fellow argues, oh, your Shruti might be contradicting itself probably. He said, no, Shruti has no such problem. Na vidita vidita avidita abhyam anyatva shrutehe avashya vigneyartha pratipadana paratvat. This is the way to reveal. This is the method of teaching. So you don't look for Brahman as an object. What is called? That which is objectified by the subject, it's called object. Even as an unknown, I objectify. This world is known to me, heaven is what? Known to me through word, but not as seen. When you go there, you will say, oh, really, Apsara, this is the Rambha Urvashi. But not now. No binocular you can look at Rambha from here. Better don't look at her. So this is where. Rambha is like what? These people give name to the daughter of Urvashi. How do you know her? She is Urvashi. No? People tell me your tea was like amrutam, nectar. When did you drink nectar? Come on. To tell this is like a nectar. Okay, wrong simile, okay. Your daughter looks like an Apsara. How do you know? Have you seen any Apsara? No. Don't say this is Apsara. Ubhaya paksa sambata drashtantam. Both should understand commonly. Example should be, illustration should be properly known by all. Then you can give that example. Now we come here. He said, Shruti very clearly talks about their words are there. He said, Sadasat sabdaihi brahma na uchyate. Now he gives one beautiful thing. How our mind function, how our vyavara, transaction happen, using these four things only we talk. What? Jati, kriya, guna, sambandha. Whenever you talk, it is like what? Oh, it's a buffalo. What? Jati. Cow? A species, a category. These are animals. These are mammals. These are birds. Categorize, correct? In Sanskrit, the word jati comes. Akruti grahana jati. Looking at the form only, you know what is there. You can never take a mosquito to be human being. Can you take it? Mosquito is what? Jantu. So, the moment you see certain form, you know it is a bird or it is an insect or human. Akruti grahana jati. We use the word goho. Jati taha. Goho means what? Cow ho. Are they called cow? This is called dog. Another word we use, what? Always action. Who is this guy? Pachati, patati, reads, or what? Cooks. Third is what? Color. What is the color of that? Either white color, black color, or what? Yellow color, this is way. Then first is what? Gunataha, then sambandaha. Oh. He is what? Dhani. Dhani means what? See, there are two. One is called rich man, other is called moneyed man. Okay? So rich is one who can spend. Moneyed man is what? He can never spend. He sits on money very tightly. There was one miser guy in the village, very big man. Never spare a single rupee to anybody. And one Swami came to that village. And anybody goes and put money before him, he'll just take it. I don't want to. He says, take it, put it back, money. Then everybody, 5 rupees, 20 rupees, 2 rupees I'm talking, dollars, okay, $100, he will just return everybody. This moneyed man thought, this is a very good chance for me. to put money and he will return. So I will be considered as what? Charitable person. He asked how much has gone so far. If the people have put up to $1,000, he has returned. So he went with $2,000 and put that money. And the Swami will never return and never looked at him at all. Keep talking to somebody. He is waiting, waiting, 1 hour waiting. Then he told also, I put money, I know. He lost everything, okay? He cannot give. If he gives, he wants to get it back, okay? And get the name also without giving. So here, this is called Dhani. Then what? Goman. Goman is what? Cattle owner. See, we have got always. Who is this person? Is my brother-in-law. Means what? This is, who is the lady? Mother-in-law. What is the, you know Hindi translation of that? Mother-in-law ka Hindi kya hota hai? Kanuni ma. Kanuni baap. Kanuni bhai. Hai na? Theek hai, main kar raha hai na? Kanuni. So called law. You have to translate properly. Mother-in-law. So this is the way. We always talk in relationship. Even if you say, I am American, with what? Connected to this country, I am American. I am rich, connected to the sambandha, jati, guna, kriya, sambandha, rudi also. Name we give to the places also. We are between two gaps, correct? There is one gap that side, other called wind gap, correct? So we are between two gaps, I can tell you, name. What a nice name they got, gap. So, then he said, Natu Brahma Jati Mat. Brahma is not a form. You can give name. Is it animal or insect? No. Na api gunavat. Sometimes we very clearly said, oh, it is sour. Oh, it is sweet. Oh, it is fragrant. There is color. Or there is guna. No attribute also. Why? Nirgunatvat. It has no guna. Niravayatvat, nirvikaratvat, therefore it has no form. Then what? Can you talk about Brahman, what it does? Walker, talker, jogger, speaker? No. What? Nishkriya. Does not function any activity. All activity takes place in Brahman, but he doesn't do any job. Nishkalam, nishkriyam, shantam. Upanishad also said, Shvetasvataram. Okay. Here one thing is that it should be inert like a mountain. No, therefore he doesn't use any word for that. Nachapi Sakshi Cheta is a witness consciousness. One beautiful mantra. Listen how. Saveti Vetyam Nacha Tasya Asti Vetaha. The Veta. Na Veti Vedyam. Nobody knows as the object Vedyam. Na Vetti as a Vedyam. Na cha tasyasti Veta. There is nobody to know it. You don't require that. Why? It is what? Self-evident. Everything is evident to itself. Svata Siddha. Svasam Vetya is Brahman. He has no relationship with anybody. Why? Na cha sambandhi. Why? Non-dual. See, to relate you require what? Two. There is ekatva, advitiyatva, there is no rambanda. Avishayatvat, atmatvat, na kenachi, shabdena uchyate. You can't give your name. Swamiji, can I feel Brahman? There are people who always feel vibration everywhere. I don't know how. Whenever they talk about vibration, I feel no vibration, okay? They feel, I got very good vibration. Can I feel Brahman in my mind? No. Why? It is not, see, like a love. You can't see. Hate, you can't see. Compassion, you cannot see. They are all here. Sakshi Vedya. Only available to the witness consciousness. What this clip is called Abhasabhasya. My mind with the help of senses know that. Abhasabhasya. And my thoughts are what? Only Sakshi Vedya, only I know, nobody else knows. That's very good also. Is it not?
Suppose all your thought comes to your mind and there is a screen on it, all written immediately. I hate you. Immediately written. Thereafter, what will happen? You have to remove the screen for special operation to remove this thing. One good thing about whatever goes inside your mind, only you know. Only thing they come out, your all secret comes out when? Whenever you are angry. Anger is very dangerous, you know. All this you keep inside you. Because very not right to talk. But in anger what happened? Like a bullet they come out. I never want to marry you, my mother forced me. After 30 years of marriage, this secret came out suddenly. One fellow told me after, "Oh, Swamiji, I got a very good clue from your talk. What? Whenever I want to get secret, get the fellow excited and let's get all the secret." You can see in the office and somewhere all the people get excited and they talk so many things. Then you know what is inside going on. One good thing in your mind, but unless you talk also, others won't know. Shabdai. Otherwise, I know my emotions. I know my understanding. I know my stupidity. Correct? Yeah. One guy told the wife, "I was stupid to marry you. After 1 year marriage." This fellow said, "I was so blind that time in your marriage. I never saw all that thing. Now I understand that you are right. Okay. You are stupid to marry. I know my stupidity also. Sakshi Vetyaha. Rihi. Bihi. Your fear. Your love. All this known to you. Awareness is what? Not available as emotion. Therefore, and one thing. Swamiji, how do I know then awareness is? Are you existing or not? Are you like an Indian Prime Minister? Pooch ke batayenge? Not like that. You know you exist, correct? Do you require to refer somebody? Do you say, because I think I am? Do you say all that thing? Swamiji, I must be existing. Why? Because I am married. She won't marry the absence. So because she is married, I am existing. Hey, because after marriage you don't exist. Previously you existed. Understand now? Therefore, now she exists. So I can't say, because I am married, I am there. You are, therefore you got married. Aham asmi sada bhami. Vaham atasiddham. That what he says. Aham asmi sada bhami. I am and I always shine. Kadachitna aham apriya. I am always love myself. The love for self is there. Brahmaivaham atasiddham. Therefore it is proved I am Satchidananda Brahma. Satchidananda Lakshanam. Come back in 15 minutes, okay? 10:11:40. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purname Bhavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.